Hello and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our daily Bible reading plan, which coincides with our current sermon series, First, Putting Your Treasure Where Your Heart Is. You can find the scripture readings for today by downloading our daily Bible reading plan. You can find that plan at concordunited.org/Bible. Finally, we invite you to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. Today's devotional was written and presented by Pastor Brooke Hartman. The scripture is Matthew chapter 6, verses 25 through 34.
Recently, I was busily preparing to leave the house for the day. I had spent time in the morning preparing for our Genesis inductive Bible study group, having conversations with my husband and our son about the logistics of the day and those normal morning routines. I had plans ahead that required keeping a tight schedule, yet I found myself glancing at the clock on the stove. It read 7:44. My first meeting was not until 9, yet there were tasks to complete. The day ahead was going to be full with opportunities and not much downtime. I glanced back at the clock, calculating the time. I need a good breakfast. I need to pause. I need to be present. I need a couple of minutes. I glanced back at the clock one more time. In that moment, worry slipped into my mind. What if I don't get all my tasks done for the day? What if the content is not the best? What if? I can spend much time worrying about things that never come to fruition, that are rooted in fear rather than hope. In that moment, I do not recall thinking about trusting God with the moment. I was more focused on what I was and was not doing. I was my focus. God was not. In that moment, priorities were competing for my time and focus, yet I did not take a moment to consider what I seek first, God's kingdom and God's will. In that moment, I wasn't where my feet are, rather all the places my feet needed to be. I paused. I stopped the hurried preparation to get out of the door to the task ahead. For 30 minutes, I gave myself permission to add to my day through being aware of God's presence, rather than subtract from my day with worry. I refocused to trusting God with how the timing of the day would unfold instead of focusing on my will. I realigned my priorities by giving thanks to God for the opportunities of the day and God's presence in my life, in the moment, in the past, and the assurance of the future. I was present in the moment, being where my feet were. There are times that gratitude feels like a tap on my shoulder, a reminder of God's presence, grace, and provision. At 7:45 in the morning the other day, I got that tap of gratitude. It was also the tap of Matthew 6:25 through 34. Jesus' words reminded me to seek first God. What about you? Is it time to pause and seek first God? May we be willing to do just that. Let us pray. O Lord, our rock and our redeemer, our creator and our savior, we confess that we get distracted by the realities of life and lose sight of what we seek first. We desire to seek you first. For this day, you will be our focus, one moment at a time. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to today's daily devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United Methodist Church. For more information about our church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, First, Putting Your Treasure Where Your Heart Is. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.